Yeah, you're kind of changing subjects on me here a little bit. You were asking me about municipals, and then you asked me about Moody's changing. And it actually was Standard & Poor's, not Moody's, that downgraded U.S. debt to AA+. I was on Wisconsin Public Radio the morning after Standard & Poor's downgraded U.S., and I told Kathleen Dunn, I've known her for years, worked with her at TMJ for a while, for those of you that maybe caught the program. And I mentioned that, you know, most of us that manage money don't pay attention much to ratings. The big bond houses, PIMCO would be one, they do their own research. Some of the other big houses that we work with, they do their own research. And I think Standard & Poor's pretty much embarrassed themselves in 2007 and 2008 by calling junk bonds AAA, by calling subprime mortgages AAA. What a bunch of nonsense. So if you pay a rating firm for a rating, at some point in time, you're going to figure, I'm going to quit paying you guys unless you give me good ratings. Right? So it's not that S&P comes out and does it on their own. They're being paid for the ratings. So I don't have a lot of respect for S&P. Don't have a lot of respect for Moody's or Fitch. So let's go to your question, though. Most of the pros in municipals think that we got past the worst period for state revenue. I mean, even here in Wisconsin, revenues are now increasing, not decreasing. And we passed that point, give or take, last February and March for most states. Now, there's a huge difference between Wisconsin and Illinois. I mean, not just because we have the Packers and they have to suffer with the Bears. But in state ratings, you know, Illinois consistently shows up in the scoundrel list. So does California. So does Illinois. Florida would be another state. So they're not all created equal. But, I marvel at how five-year duration municipals are up over 7% this year, and I'm thrilled with that. And I think the quality continues to improve. And, know that it's part of the U.S. Constitution that the government, the federal government, can't tax the state governments. That's why municipals are free of federal tax. So it literally would take a change of the Constitution for that to change. For many of my wealthier clients, municipals represent the cornerstone of their portfolios.